All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blown his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could die.
Good morning and welcome to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on KPHX 1480 AM. I am Joseph J. Erdo. Alongside Dave Isaac, the show is brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network, and we're live here in Phoenix, Arizona on a very pleasant September Saturday morning.
Wow, you did that really well.
Thank you.
Hey, there's Kathleen. Hello. And Eric. Hello there.
Oh, Dave.
I've heard this song before.
Yeah.
This is the airplane song.
Well, yeah, the airplane song.
Yeah.
That's the, okay. Yeah.
This is by Crystal Gayle, 1972.
Hold me and never let me go.
I'm not holding you and I will let you go.
What?
He said,
smile, kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me.
Someone come in here with me.
What?
He's asking me to kiss someone, right?
I'm standing here.
Me?
Yeah, I don't blame you. Can I come back there?
Sure, I got another mic over here.
You do? Oh. Really?
Kiss me and smile for me.
I do have another mic.
What did you smile for?
I smiled for him, at least.
That was a really creepy smile.
It was weird.
I saw that at the Halloween store.
Yeah. Oh, it's Halloween
and
time
wait for
almost.
Me.
Is that, well... That's
well, yeah. We'll get there. I'm not leaving on a jet plane, by the way. We're just...
Not?
No, I'm not. I'm not going anywhere.
Now,
not yet.
That again?
Not way.
Wait, who sang that? Who was...
J.D.
Who?
J.D.
Who's J.D.?
John Denver.
But...
yeah, he was on his way to Denver, Colorado. You know?
So he... Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
No, I think somebody else sang it, too.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember who sang that.
Yeah.
Who sang Leave Me on a Airplane or something?
He just said it. John
no, but the girl version.
Oh. We have a girl version,
like,
too.
Joan Baez or someone, or...
I don't remember.
All right, we'll have to find
out. We'll get there. We'll figure it out. Thank you very much, Tricia. Trisha's in here in studio as well, setting up.
Peter Palmieri sang it.
That's it. Oh, you are... God, he's smart.
Oh.
So is Google.
Oh, also, but still, you're smart.
Didn't they do Puff the Magic Dragon, too?
Yeah, what did that? Yeah. What did that really mean?
I don't know. Something, but we had Piff the Magic Dragon on.
Oh, was that just less alcohol? That didn't make sense.
I have no idea what that means.
Oh.
But yes. But yeah, I'm not leaving on a jet plane. Are you leaving on a jet plane today?
No.
No. So no one's leaving on a jet plane, but eventually it will be a one-way ticket.
You're leaving on a jet plane.
What do you mean?
You are.
Is it tomorrow night?
Is it a round trip ticket?
It's the return of a round trip ticket.
Oh, okay. All right. So someday
what's
it'll
a
be
one-way ticket?
A one-way ticket is when you go and you don't come back.
So in other words,
it's a dead end.
You mean like you break up with the person?
Or you're going to see the person. I don't know.
Oh, that's a possibility.
Or you're on the run.
Or you're on the run. That's a good idea, too.
Or you have the runs.
Where you're going. Okay.
With that.
I have no idea.
Are you going to the doctor?
But
back east.
We're not playing. We're not going anywhere. Dave, why are we playing Leaving on a Jet Plane today?
Oh, that's right. I didn't see it.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I knew he didn't like that part. Trisha saw it.
Okay.
Well, at least Sully. She saw
it. Yes, Sully. Sully opened up last weekend.
Though.
We'll find out if I liked it or if Trisha liked it. We'll be reviewing it in just a few moments here on Breakthrough Entertainment. I know that it opened up last weekend. I wasn't here in studio. I heard that you had a great show, though, Dave.
Oh, it was fun. Yeah. Sean Burke, great guy. Yeah. Had a reset America's, what was it?
Pressing America's reset button.
That's it. Very cool dude. And,
did he press your buttons?
I wasn't here. But
oh, okay.
Actually, it was an excellent interview. I was listening to it the entire time. I just couldn't call in.
Oh. Yeah.
And then we took a tour of Nelson.
That was sort of cool, wasn't it? Right, Kathleen? You liked it. I mean, it was big. This was a big,
RV.
Recreational vehicle, RV or motorhome.
He had like a little backyard, too. A little garage, right?
So there was a garage in there, yeah.
That was his weird toy.
It's a toy hauler, honey.
So you're saying it was big and it had a large backyard, too?
Well, yeah, that
no junk in the trunk.
Oh, okay.
He had a huge model of the Capitol building in the back.
Yeah, he did. Oh, that's right.
Wow.
And when you tilted the lid off of it, there was a reset button under it.
It was really very nice. Yeah, very cool thing. And
cool. Well, and how many and how many years? It's been about 5 years that I've been doing the show. Right, four years.
Has
maybe.
It been that long?
About 4 years, four maybe 5 years.
Wow, really?
And how
time
many shows?
Flies when you're having fun.
I know. And how many shows have I missed? What was that? What was that?
Not many.
That was the second show.
It was like
show.
Your second or
yeah,
third.
Yeah, that was the second show.
Maybe three.
But the question is, the question is, did you have fun?
I didn't go anywhere. I was seeing storks in preparation for next week's show.
So, like
we're gonna
I
find
said,
out where babies
did
come
you
from.
Have fun?
We will find out
Wait,
next week. I cannot spoil my review. We will find out where babies come from next week.
Hey,
well,
Eric,
I thought
Kathleen.
Maybe you were doing some practicum.
No, not what?
I don't know what.
Wait,
that
we
meant
better
either.
Not repeat that word. Then we might have to dump
so
it.
So, Eric and Kathleen, Joseph doesn't know where babies
clinical
come
resource.
From.
Clinical
resource. No, they, the storks.
I kind of figured that.
Yeah, research,
the storks research. Bring them. I saw it. I saw the movie. The storks bring the babies,
That's
and the babies sometimes have pink hair and purple hair.
Oh, I had
yes,
no
they
idea.
Are. They are people on Periscope are saying practicum. Yes.
Yes. Thank you. There are people who have good vocabulary.
Well, I have no idea what that means.
They're, yes.
What does that mean? Anyway?
I know what they're saying.
But you can join us on Periscope. Go to just do a search for Breakthrough Entertainment or Breakthrough Sports. But
yeah,
should be fun. Should be fun. You can be here in studio. You can look at me. And
yeah,
occasionally
go on our website because it got
yeah?
hacked the other day.
I know. I tried to post my review of Sully, and I couldn't.
But thanks to Christian Marison, he came back and did a great job very quickly. Thank you, Christian. We're going to give you a big shout out. And he got it within 24 hours, and it's all done, all
Good.
Set.
Who wanted to hack it? Was that
the Russians?
Oh yeah, we got sensitive information
because we were
there.
Just talking about politics.
Yeah,
and, you
yeah.
know,
well, I think it was Hillary.
Yeah.
I think Hillary.
Uh huh.
No, oh. that's the rumor.
Okay.
Am I allowed to say that? A rumor.
Rumor has it. That's yeah. Adele. Rumor has it. Oh yes,
it. Or it could be it. WikiLeaks. Oh. Maybe they hacked it. I don't know.
Well, we did.
Well,
we did go watch Snowden.
Oh, you did. Wait.
We
you
did
went
watch
and saw
Snowden.
Snowden. Dave, I told you to see Sully.
I know he did, but Snowden was very interesting. Quite honestly.
Okay.
I'll tell you. I wanted to see Snowden. I wanted to see Mr. Church, and I wanted to see Sully.
I wanted to see Blair Witch.
And I
but
wanted
I didn't see it.
And I wanted yeah, she, to. Yeah. I wanted to see Florence Foster Jenkins.
Well, that's
and
older,
so
but, yeah.
I have seen three of my four.
Okay.
I wanted to see Debbie.
Dallas?
What?
No, we were talking about Denver.
Yeah,
John
that's
Denver.
What I'm talking about.
John
Debbie
Denver.
Debbie Denver.
Yeah. Okay.
All righty. All right.
On that note, by the way, we've got some great guests on today's show as well.
Yeah, who's on?
Speaking of another new movie that opened up yesterday, White Girl is playing at the Harkins Camel View. At the Fashion Square, and we've got on the star of that film, Morgan Saylor. So we're very excited that we'll have her on in our second segment. And
how do you spell that?
Probably you can copy and paste from the email I sent you, Dave.
You're right.
Jeez.
Yeah. But also, I know that Dave, you're probably really, really excited about this segment.
No, I'm not.
Segment.
But yeah. I'm not as excited. Kathleen and Tricia will be very excited about this new guest later.
I'm excited, but
is
for a different reason.
Is he coming in?
No, he's not coming in studio.
Now I'm real excited that he's not.
Well, I'm excited because I want to learn some tricks of the trade.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Kathleen and Eric, you know who this is?
I'm guessing Kurt Joseph.
Yes, Kurt Joseph.
How did he know
Yeah,
that?
He's magic.
Because I have a note in front of me that says Kurt Joseph will be calling in at 11:40.
And who is Kurt Joseph?
I'm guessing he's from Magic Mike or something.
He's some of the thunder from down under.
Yeah, the forecast is saying that there's gonna be a little bit of rain
so
here.
So, Kathleen,
no,
have you
no,
ever
no.
seen
storm
like, thunder
in
down
storming
under?
In here.
No? They used to call it something else. There was another.
No. It's different. There's Chippendales.
Yeah,
there's,
Chippendales.
But
she
there's
knows
also
everything.
Thunder Down Under.
And Chippendale, they're characters. They're Disney characters.
I had
No. That's Chip and Dale.
Yeah, the
this
one has a red nose.
And I had, in my NLP class, I actually had a real guy that did Thunder Down Under.
Yeah.
And the stories he told, unbelievable.
Oh, he did Thunder Down Under or Chippendales?
Eric, did you hear them play that back?
He's a wannabe Chippendales guy.
He's getting excited over Thunder Down Under.
I want to learn.
What do you want to learn?
So that he wants women to come and put dollar bills in it.
Oh, really?
Or guys.
No.
Yeah, or $100 bills.
Dave, you got to learn how to please your woman.
What, has she been talking to you?
Let's put it this way. It wouldn't
film
be,
at 11?
It wouldn't be any, him wanting to learn how to be a Thunder Down Under or Chippendale dancer would be equivalent to a female wanting to learn how to do tricks on a pole.
Exactly. Exactly. It's not a selfish thing. It is very giving. It's very giving.
Do you buy that, Eric and Kathleen?
Yeah, it's very giving. They give you dollar bills.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was thinking. Well, I would raise your rates.
I'm talking about like the people who like put a pole in their bedroom. It's like it's something that's for their own private enjoyment.
Last time I saw a pole in a bedroom is I was out of town, came home early, and there was someone from Poland.
It doesn't matter. Wow. It doesn't matter how many dollar bills you get stuck
that
in your...
That was just a dream of yours.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how many dollar bills you get stuck down your waistline or whatever. It's the real wealthiness comes from who you go home to at night.
Wow, that does...
Kathleen said, or with.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
That was poetic, and I didn't know it.
Okay.
But you have Longfellows to show it.
No, but we'll have Kurt Joseph on in our third segment.
And so he's
as well.
Touring. He's in Phoenix tonight.
He will be, not tonight, but next weekend.
Are you going to go?
Yes.
I bet you're going to go.
Well, you've got to learn, right? You can't just... We're inviting our listeners. I mean, because they can
you
hear it.
Are you going to be in the front row? That's why called me from the bank. He said, Joseph just took $1,001 bills out. Wow, you're going to have a fun time.
Well, actually, one of my sons was the designated driver for a group of his female friends to something similar.
Oh.
Okay.
Nice.
All right. Well, it's ladies' night out across the country next weekend. So Thunder from Down Under. Yeah.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah. Well, it's not. So September.
Where are they playing, by the way?
That's going to be at the Talking Stick Resort. So go over there and you can get lucky if you. The slot machine.
I'll get lucky just by staying away.
Okay. Well.
No, I may. Why are you going to go, Trisha? How about Kathleen? Are you going to go? No. Okay.
That's a big no.
I was going to say no.
No. Well, big no.
I'll be there.
I already have someone who rocks my world.
Okay.
Wow. Hope in San Diego.
Okay. Well, I'm going to learn how to rock someone's world. Just let's say that.
Wow. So can you film it?
We'll let our listeners know some tips as well. Right, so ladies, you'll get some. You'll get all like hot and bothered.
You mean
and
then today? The guys, though, though,
today,
he'll give tips?
Today, we'll get some tips for the guys.
Does he know to behave a little bit?
I'm sure he's. Yeah,
Eric, get ready for you know what, right?
Yes.
As long as we behave, I think he'll behave. So
well, I better leave the premises.
Yeah, that's saying a lot.
That's going to be tough.
But speaking of flying somewhere, I have no idea what.
Oh, flying.
I'm excited to talk about this movie
because
you know I retired after 25 years in the airline industry.
Yes, so Sully opened up last weekend. It's based on a true story. It stars Tom Hanks. It's directed by Clint Eastwood, co-starring Aaron Eckhart. Of course, it tells the story of the behind-the-scenes story of kind of a little bit beforehand, a lot of during, and a lot of after of the Miracle on the Hudson, of course, when Chelsea Sullenberger landed. We don't want to say crashed. He landed, successfully landed a commercial aircraft on the Hudson River. Of course, there was a bird strike.
Did you say Chelsea?
Yeah, that's his. It's not Chelsea, but it's
Chesley.
Looks like it's
Chesley. Okay, sorry.
Yeah,
Chesley.
But that's why he goes by Sully.
Sully yes.
Sullenberger instead of Chelsea.
Or just Captain Sullenberger as well.
S before L.
Yes.
Yes. And
Chesley.
Yes.
And Kevin Chesley.
S before
or
L.
No.
I never. I
What's
only heard I
yeah,
before
Chesley,
E.
Right?
Or E
Chesley.
Before I.
It says Chesley Burnett Sullenberger.
Right. So see, it's like Chesney, Kevin right. Chesney,
right.
But it's Chesley.
But it's an L.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's like E before I. No, E I before E except after C.
Yes.
Except for
A
way.
L after S. I don't know.
I never heard that one. S before L.
S before L.
Except if you're going to
hell.
No.
Hey, we could do a whole show on that. Hey, you want to do that? That'd be fun, right?
We just guess the next word in the in the limerick or the poem.
Would that be good?
Yeah.
We'll have to try that.
Dump button, yeah. But yeah, Trisha, one of my favorite lines in the movie was that everything is unprecedented until it actually happens.
Exactly.
That could say so much about life,
yeah.
About variety of things. And, you know, it is a very tense movie. The moments on the aircraft are very, very just heart-pounding.
The cinematography, mm-hmm. I thought, was phenomenal.
I agree.
Because it really... And Tom Hanks, his entire facial expressions were so incredible. You could really read a lot from his face.
I thought he did well, but I didn't think it was an award-worthy performance. I would say that Aaron Eckhart
did.
He outperformed him, in my opinion, and that's why I think maybe I didn't like Tom Hanks as much, because Aaron Eckhart was so spectacular in the role.
But I think maybe some of that, and tell me if I'm wrong, but I think maybe some of that was because we had the expectation of Tom Hanks,
possibly.
Because I was going to say in my review was that I thought that Eckhart, knowing he was working side by side, basically a co-pilot on this,
yeah.
that he raised his game, and that was, I mean, I expected it of Tom Hanks.
Well, he also had more material to work with, because Tom Hanks, that whole performance, is a very,
he's supposed to be very steady,
yes.
very solid.
Yes. Aaron Eckhart is angry, and, you know, he's got the humor and everything like that in the movie, and so I thought that he did a spectacular job.
But I really think that with what he had, Tom Hanks did a phenomenal job, because you had to read his emotions and things from his facial expressions, because he was so steady.
Yeah. And I've heard some negative things about the whole... not trial, but what would you call it? Hearing.
Investigation
at the mm-hmm. at the end of the hearing. Mm-hmm. But I liked it. I thought that that was a very strong part of the movie, because we were hearing, we were right there. We were in the room with them, hearing what they were hearing, and worrying about if he was going to... of course, we know the outcome. We won't go too in detail so that people could see the movie and experience it.
Right. But I will say this, and this, like you said, this was based on the real thing. People, hopefully, the majority of us have never actually been sitting in one of those seats in a courtroom.
True.
Or in an investigation like this, where we are under the spotlight. I mean, talk about a hot lamp experience to a person. And to be able to have the clarity of thought and the ability to answer in the manner in which they did, and the things that came to the mind to ask that were very eye-opening, which I'm not going to spoiler
right.
alert, as to what they were watching, was huge.
Yes.
And I thought, wow, to have that ability to come up with that when you're faced with this is amazing. Just absolutely amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to take a break.
Yeah,
we're going to take a break.
Fantastic job on... I thought that Sully... as a movie, I thought was actually bordering on a breakthrough.
Okay. I'm giving it 4 stars. I was almost going down to a 3, but it's
what?
A 4. It's a 4. But it's a 4. It's
okay,
a 4.
Here's the other thing is mm-hmm. I'm hoping on when the DVD comes out that they'll have a director's cut with more of the actual meeting around the plane of the actual passengers and Captain Spielberg.
Yeah, that's what I actually wanted to see more of.
I wish that I had seen more of that.
Right.
That's during the credits, at the end of the credits.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we had a guest during the credits, and I didn't get to hear. I would rather have heard the end credits. So again, stay through the end credits, because you get to see behind the scenes
stay
stuff.
Through
like
it,
that.
But you want more of that now that you have. Feel like you've gotten to know some of these people, you
yes.
want more of that.
Yes.
So I hope in the director's cut they'll have that.
Yes. Well, let's take a quick break. We're going to take a little bit slower here with that same song that brought us into the show. We're leaving on a jet plane. This is a song that advertised, it was used in a trailer for a movie called 7500.
That's right, and you're leaving on a jet plane.
7500 was a ghost movie. It was a horror movie about all these passengers that disappeared on this airplane.
I remember.
No, because it never
and
came out.
And you're leaving on a jet plane to go to that thunder down under.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's
not yet.
Incredible.
No, not yet. After
He's
the
still
break.
Thinking about it, though.
After the break, we've got Morgan
Saylor. Why are you talking like you
You sound more excited about it than he is.
I know, you do. We've got Morgan Saylor joining us after the break from White Girl.
Okay. A mellow time here. All right, and this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona, as Joseph
is kissing Periscope with all his fans, millions. We'll be right back. Hold me like you.